That's what she said.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I am your host, Jenny. Thank you all for joining me. I have joining me today, Mr. Zach. Hello, Zach.
How are you?
And Mr. Nacho.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome back, guys. I am super, super excited for today because we are doing a second part two, numero dos, Hot Ones episode. And I think all of us are a little nervous, let's just say that.
I don't know that I'd say a little nervous. I'd say a lot. I mean, let's look at this thing. It says ass blaster on it. So
yeah, so we all ordered the same hot sauces so that we'd have a fair trial here. And when I have to say, when I got this in the mail and I saw like the size of it, like the tiny, because the other bottles that I had for the first Hot Ones episode were like, you know, average size bottles of hot sauce. And when I got this in the mail and I saw the size of these, I thought, oh shit sticks, this is small but deadly.
That's what she
yeah
that's
you know they're said. No joke when they come in that size.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like mini assassins for your mouth and probably our butts later on. So I'm a little nervous. Now, Zach, you were saying that you were contemplating, you know, I don't want to call it cheating, but
circumventing the system.
Let's call it what it is. Yeah, let's call it what it is. It would have been cheating, but the thought had really crossed my mind, you know, right before we started this. I pulled them out of the cabinet and, you know, I'm looking at all these and I really thought, okay, I could probably open them, dump out the majority of them or even all of them, fill them with food coloring or a different milder hot sauce and then just play the part. But, I mean, as you can see, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I think after I try these, I'll probably be thinking I should have, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, I give you points for trying to devise a way out of it, for sure. I mean, I am a little nervous myself. The first round was hot, but I have a feeling that these are going to be just insane. And I'll give the Scoville scale out a little bit later. But one thing I did notice too in the first show is it's the progression of hotness. So even though like the first one isn't that hot or the second one isn't that hot, when you start to layer on the hot sauces, it becomes like an accumulative like mouth burn. So, but I think, you know, Nacho, you were saying that you're totally going to jump all in both feet. You've totally screwed yourself and you've soaked you have chicken tenders that you're going to use.
Yeah, full size chicken tenders. I took two plates, split them down the middle, labeled each one so that way I can eat them in the proper order. Each tender I threw in a bowl, poured some sauce on it. I still have some left over, you know, for a, you know, rainy day per se.
Sure.
But, you know, enough to coat it, swished them around, and then every time I cleaned the bowl out so that way they each had their own. I wasn't layering them already before, you know, because I think that would, you know, basically be like double penetration with no lube.
Oh, God, would I love some of that right now. story.
I think he said one thing 100% spot on when he said clean out the bowl, because I think that's exactly what these are going to do.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm excited. I was going to do, I made some like tofu chicken fingers the other day, which I thought would have been fabulous for this, but it was a little labor intensive. And I don't know what the temperature is like where in your neck of the woods, but here it's hotter than Satan balls right now. So yeah. I am just like, I'm sweating, like my sweat is sweating. So I did not want to turn on the oven or the stove or anything. So I just have some Triscuit crackers, which are fairly bland. So those will actually, I think, give me a true testament to how hot the hot sauce is. And I have some sparkling water. So I don't know what you guys have to drink. What do you have to drink? Zach?
I just refilled up my tumbler here just with ice water.
Yeah.
I'm in the kitchen, so I'm relatively close to the fridge if it's that bad and I need to grab some milk. Yeah. We've got like a half gallon of milk in there. So I don't know. And I guess for my food choice for it, I'm actually just going to go with the bag of the chili cheese Fritos and kind of pour on there and see how that goes. So
nice.
What do you have to drink? See how this turns out.
Okay. Nacho, what are you
decided to roll with Aldi's brand diet peach tea Snapple.
Okay.
So, add a little bit to the sweet and spicy.
Okay. And we want to make sure to mention that none of these products are sponsored on the show. I just want to mention that. So now just a quick little intro, Nacho, for people who don't know your story. You used to be a porn star. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. I starred in The Guac Is Extra, but always worth it. It was pretty much a basis of a Taco Bell spinoff where my employees came in, quid pro quo situation, and she wanted the guac, but I told her it was extra. So,
and just things just escalated from there.
Yes.
Zach, do you want to tell people about your former life as a crocodile wrestler? Because I thought that story was just mind blowing to me.
First off, Nacho, do you have like an OnlyFans or anything like that where we can find this content?
Yes, it is actually OnlyFans.com. The Guac Is Extra.
The Guac Is Extra. Okay. So yeah, I used to be a crocodile wrestler myself. I didn't study under Steve Irwin or anything like that. He had passed long before I was in the field. But I was in it until about 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much. We grew up in the jungles and things like that. And like I said, I was in it for several years until there was a very unfortunate accident. I was bit on both legs, tore out part of my colon, and that's why I shit the way I do.
Okay. So if there's anything that you can, any piece of advice you can give to, kids wanting to get into the crocodile wrestling business, what would that be?
Don't get your legs bit off. It hurts.
So I have a question, Zach. Like when you happen to go to a store or a restaurant and you order something or you pick something out and you go to cash out or whatever, when they say, are you going to roll with this? Do you get offended? Because I'm assuming, you're rolling around like Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. And it brings back, it's terrible memories because, as crocodiles and alligators, they do the death roll when they get you. So it just brings that kind of stuff back. But luckily, I do have a service parrot that I take with me to places, and it helps.
A service parrot?
Yes.
Very nice. They're very nice. And does the government provide those for you nowadays, or do you have to pay out of pocket for those?
No, we still have to pay for the bird seed for that one. And luckily, we can start feeding it again now. Here in Indiana, we had a bird seed, I don't know what you'd call an epidemic, if you will, but basically the bird seed was killing a lot of the birds around here. So there was about a month where it was pretty slim pickings for the birds. So that's over, and she can eat now, and she's a little happier.
Fantastic news. Now, I'm just curious, Nacho, with the guac is extra bit. Do you ever, now that you're out of the game, so to speak, when you see guac, at like the grocery store or anything, what's your immediate reaction? Do you like... is it like a,
I don't have bad flashbacks. They're almost like awake, wet dreams per se.
Like a pleasure recall. Yeah.
Yes. It starts hitting that pleasure center in the back of my head. And then next thing you know, I'm pushing the cart without my hands. So.
Try to relate.
Oh gosh. Well, I'm excited to do this show with you guys today. Not only are you great friends, but this is just, I think the three of us doing the Hot Ones episode is just going to be one for the books. I say let's get right into it. Does anybody else have anything they want to share?
Does anyone have Tums, Pepto-Bismol, hemorrhoid cream, anything like that ready?
I got a magic Mr. Clean magic eraser over here for when I just fucking explode to clean up the mess, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing all your shoes are in cases, Nacho.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So let me give you the Scoville scale of the first one we're going to try. So the first one is called Spontaneous Combustion. Spontaneous Combustion. It's got lips on it, a hot sauce logo. This is 400,000 Scoville.
So put this into perspective a little bit for us here. Do you know, like, as far as the Scoville scale, because I don't really know off the top of my head, you know, as far as like banana pepper, jalapeno, Carolina Reaper, like where are we at on a scale on here? Do you know?
So I can't be for certain because I'm not a Scoville expert per se, but what I can tell you is I think the first show. I think the first show we did, the first Hot Ones episode, the Scoville scale was between 1,000 and 2,500, I think. So starting at 400,000, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So from what I read,
yeah,
I did try to do a little bit of research before.
Please,
I,
yes. You know,
from what I'm understanding, it says what pepper is a million Scoville. And they're saying that that's what the ghost pepper is, a million Scoville. So
okay.
A million, if we get to that point, is 100 times hotter than a jalapeno pepper.
Well, that's what...
So this spontaneous combustion is technically going to be 40 times hotter, I'm assuming, based upon my terrible Michigan math skills.
Okay.
Than a jalapeno pepper.
Okay, so I've just uncorked it, and I'm going to do a sniff test if we all want to do a sniff.
You always do a sniff test.
Never I'm put just your telling mouth you, anytime I uncork it, I always give them a sniff test.
I don't even know how to respond to that. okay. Well, it smells a little like spicy. What's that stuff you use to clean wood with? Like a varnish or like a wood stripper, kind of like
pine saw.
Lemon pledge.
Okay, so this one's very liquidy, which scares me. Because I don't want.
Yeah, it's gonna be liquidy afterwards.
And be careful not to touch your eyes or your after, guys. Because like I know that's gonna be a.
Yeah, I took care of that, but ahead of time before that, so
you wrapped it
no
up.
No worries.
Well, I mean, due to my prior work experience, I have to have the baby wipes readily available to clean the hands because it's back to cranking right afterwards.
Yeah, you're so. An old pro. So, okay, so I'm going to pour a little bit on here on my said Triscuit. And if everyone's ready, we'll begin with the first.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Spontaneous. Zach, you literally look scared. I'm sorry I brought you into this. Okay.
With my dumb ass, you chose a fucking chicken tender, so.
Okay, on three. Wait. One, two, three, and then go, or one, two, bite on three?
I'm about to just stick it in my mouth.
Okay, one, two, three, go.
Now it's coming.
Oh!
That's what she said.
Shit.
Oh my God, it is. Oh, it's when it hits the back of your throat, right, Nacho? Yep. Oh,
holy fuck, nuggets.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I will just say now to the oh no, I'm watering, I'm tearing up, and I don't want to touch my eyes. Okay,
should we have paramedics on standby for this? Okay, I can feel it inching its way down. Like it started on my left side.
Yeah.
On my tongue. Ooh, and it's slowly going down. It's like in between my esophagus and the upper part of my stomach.
I'm literally crying. And okay, so the first bite doesn't hit. I think I might have a stroke. We're only one. We're only one bite in.
I saw the tongue action there, Nacho. I'm assuming that was learned from your previous work experience then?
Yeah. And right now, if you want to know, tears are the best lubrication if you ever need it. So.
Oh. Okay, I'm literally crying and I don't want to touch my face. I just want to say ahead of time, for anybody who's listening or watching, there may be some burps and hiccups and possibly some farts happening. So just prepare yourself. Oh my God. Okay, so for me, sniffles. For me, well, my nose is clear now, but for me, I didn't feel it so much on the tongue, but when it hit the, when I swallowed it, it hit the back of my throat and now it's like Fire City. Anyone else? Nacho, how was your soaked? You soaked the whole dang tender.
Uh-huh. I did.
Oh gosh.
Mm. I immediately regret that decision, but I'm still going to be eating all of them because this is my dinner. So,
oh, when you said soaked tenders, I thought, oh, 1984, bad concert, memories flooding back, soaked tenders. Whew, man. Well, one of the things that I thought we could talk about in between bites is time travel, which I'm sure I'm sure maybe some of us are considering right now. Mm-hmm. Going back in time and not doing the show. But what are your thoughts on time travel? Because I'm fascinated by it. And it's kind of like, I guess it'd be a little bit related to sort of a butterfly effect, right? But I always say if I had one superpower, it would be to be able to stop time and to just, you know, like go about the world and do my thing or whatever, just to have not extra time, but just stop time. So it didn't continue. But the thought of time travel fascinates me big time. One of the reasons is because people often say they would go back and do something differently, but that would in effect change the series of events of everybody's life, not just yours, but you know, mm-hmm. everyone you knew. What do you think about time travel, Zach?
I mean, I would like to think that I would do different things or, you know, better the world with some kind of knowledge that I had from now to take back to some time in the past, but I mean, if I'm being honest, that's probably not what would happen. I would most likely get winning lottery numbers or, you know, who won the World Series, just shit like that, and just stack myself up for generational wealth, if I'm being honest. I mean, it sounds cool to be like, yeah, I'd go back and do something different, but...
Yeah, so you're really more of like the Back to the Future almanac kind of, sports almanac kind of thing.
Yeah. I'd probably go back and redo a couple of my TikTok videos, make them a little bit different, but.
The one regret is the TikTok videos. Oh, that's so funny. What about you, Nacho?
Time travel.
You literally are dying. I think this is probably the worst mistake you've ever made in your whole life was just the
No, I've made a lot more worse mistakes. This will go away.
Okay. By the end of the night. Okay.
I have a quart of ice cream waiting for me.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to try a little bit more.
You're going to try? Oh, you brave soul.
Okay. The worst part is that I already went through one of my two T's, so I'm actually going to have to exit the screen here in a minute. Probably
okay. What do you think
about time travel? Mm-hmm. All I want to say is the Avengers have proven that if you do something, it doesn't change what happens. Those things will still happen, but it creates an alternate timeline.
An alternate timeline.
Where you have
so explain that to me.
So you have variant outcomes. So if you happen to watch the new Loki series, basically the idea is there are multiple Lokis throughout the universe and they all go on to different timelines. So you start with the initial timeline and then they all branch off. And every time something is to change, it branches off even more. And that's how you basically get the idea of where there's three different Spider-Men in the new Spider-Man movie, because apparently they're bringing back Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and
it's a lingering. Zach, I can't believe you did it twice. We still have three more to go. You're brave.
That was really stupid.
I was really stupid.
But yeah. Besides that it doesn't, you know, work out the way it does. Two people that I for sure know are time travelers, and I agree, or conspiracy theory wise, is Matt Groening from the creator of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk.
Guaranteed. Oh, Elon Musk for sure. But and I know this about you. You love the conspiracy theories. You're all about them.
Yep. So there's some that we disagree upon, but
yeah. but hey, you know, disagreeing on things is that's what keeps the conversation going.
Exactly.
I love that it invokes more conversation. Now I think I probably will need some more water as well. So should we pause this thing for like a half a second and go grab more liquids?
Sure.
Okay, let me put this on pause. 3, 2, 1, we'll be back in 2 seconds, guys. Okay, guys, we are back. We just refilled our waters. And okay, I don't know if that cut out, but we're back. We just refilled our waters. And we were talking about time travel. And Nacho, you were saying that you believe that Elon Musk is a definite time traveler.
For sure. Time traveler. He's an alien, if anything. Like, he,
you definitely think so?
he knows too much about everything.
He knows too much.
You know, that saying,
he might be.
He looks weird, and he like doesn't get annoyed by Kanye. So I mean, he's
Yeah, that alone is kind of a miracle. That's a true testament to mindfulness.
Not gonna lie, I literally just thought I ate the wrong one. I'm like, no wonder this fucking is killing me right now. It's only gonna get worse. So,
now thinking of our favorite movies, because we're all of us are big movie buffs, and considering that they're trying hot sauces today, Flaming Butthole comes to mind. What would the title of your favorite movie be if you replaced part of it with Flaming Butthole?
Home Alone 2, Flaming Butthole.
Well, for me, it would be Avengers Endgame, or the Avengers Flaming Butthole, the true Endgame.
The true Endgame. I'm going to go with the classic Ace Ventura, Flaming Butthole Detective.
that's what you would really call a private eye.
Private brown eye. Okay, so I think let's move on to our second one here. This is called the hot sauce from hell. It's a yellow label, got a apropos a devil on it. This is 500,000 Scoville, 500,000 Scoville. So I'm going to uncork, as they say. Let me see.
My daughter's going to try this one with me.
Oh, okay. I mean, hold on to your hats, girlfriend. Let us know. Is she going to try the first one or the second one?
The second one.
No way. You are a brave soul. I need your autograph after this.
All right. That one's going to be yours right there. That one's got a little bit less.
Okay. So let's pour it on here. Let me choose this one's still a little liquidy. It's a little bit thicker though, I think.
That's what she said.
Sauce wise. So here we go. Are you ready? Everyone ready?
Yep.
Nacho, you got your tender? Say a little prayer for me. 3, 2, 1.
That one starts off really sour, but it hits. Wow.
Okay, I'm not feeling anything. Is that normal?
That's bad. That's bad for him.
I'm gonna do another one.
It's not that hot.
It's not that hot?
No. It's not even that hot.
Really?
It's not.
Who's our fourth guest? We need a name. We need names.
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Yeah. Evelyn, you didn't think it was hot?
Okay. She didn't think it was hot.
I'm going to try it again.
No, it's not really hot.
No. Okay. I'm going to try it again because I didn't feel anything either. And maybe it might be a woman versus man thing here. So I may have a teammate here in the non-hot. I'll try it again.
A little drippage goes a long way.
You grab my earbuds.
Drips go a long way, for sure. No, I feel nothing. Nothing at all. No, hold on. Nope, nothing. Okay. Now the fear is that I've actually burned off all of the taste buds.
That was good.
In my mouth from the first one. But yeah, what's your take, Nacho? You look like you're about to shit out your pancreas, but
oh god. No, now it's hitting me. Like it's a slow creep. It started off that sour like you described, and I got it now. Mm. And now it's slowly creeping back up my throat.
Oh wow.
It burnt his wires, so he's gone.
Zag is out for the game.
Shit.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a brief little intermission there. Hot sauce has taken over. So yeah, I didn't feel that second one as much. And Zach, what was your take on it?
I think it's got a really, really strong sour taste at first. Yeah. But it's like all right there on the front.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. Yes, in the front. But the first one I felt more in the back of my throat. Mm. This one is more in the front, yeah. Nacho, do you have a second topic that we can discuss in between bites?
Yeah, definitely. My idea was, if you could pick one fictional character, book, TV, cartoon, you know, movies, who would you be, and why?
Who would I be and why? Man. It could be a cartoon, it could be just any fictional character. So not a real live character, just a fictional character. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a tough one. There's a lot to choose from. I probably would say, just off the top of my head, I'd have to go with Wonder Woman.
Okay.
There's a lot of, like, when you're like, you know, 6 years old, 5 years old, which is, you know, I was probably around that age when I was watching that show, you know, that's a lot of action, you know, for an 80s TV show. There's a lot of action, excitement, to see this woman, this like, this beautiful woman in this amazing costume. And like, you know, she could like handle herself and save people and like take down the bad guys. And, you know, that was pretty cool to watch as a kid. So I'd probably say Wonder Woman.
All right. What about you, Zach?
That's kind of a tough one to pick, especially with as like many different people that you could be. But I guess given my current situation, I don't know what I'd call it, my TikTok and poop thing, I would probably
go with your station in life.
Yeah, my station in life. I'm going to go with Batman. Based on that, I mean, he's got all the cool gadgets. Plus, the guy's loaded. Doesn't have to worry about, you know, disappointing his parents, obviously.
Clearly.
They're dead.
They're done. You don't think the hot sauce took him out, did you? No, that wasn't it. No.
So, I mean, a big mansion. Mm-hmm. You get to live there and do pretty much anything you want.
Mm-hmm. A butler who's also your friend.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff that come with it. I would go with that.
Yeah, faux show. How about you, Nacho? What was your pick?
Actually, and it's funny that you brought up the very first topic that we talked about, but it would be Marty McFly.
Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 2 is one of my hands down favorite movies of all time, and specifically due to the sneakers that he acquires with the self-lacing, you know, yes. But the idea of I mean, because the idea of hoverboards and shit like that, like, and yeah. always running in with Biff, and like, just that movie summarized my love definitely for sneakers. And then when they released those, you know, numerous times, and I've never been able to actually get a hold of a pair.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that being Marty McFly and having some crazy old scientist as my best friend, and, you know, that, you know, my girlfriend slash, you know, come to be, you know, fiance slash wife changes characters, you know, from movie one to movie two, and nobody's supposed to notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
I could see the fascination for you with the sneakers and the hoverboards. The hoverboard was super cool. Like when that first came out, that movie, and we saw that in the movies, we thought, oh, could you imagine watching that movie back then thinking today that there would be such a thing? Cause there is, they've created them. Right. Like just to think, like, you know, when we watched it back then, we're like, oh, 2021, that'll never happen. And then like we're living in it now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And crazy. We're sitting here torturing ourselves with hot sauce. But
I mean, yeah. Well, because we can never be guaranteed a tomorrow. So why not go all in, you know?
Exactly. Balls deep, as they say.
Balls deep.
Torture butthole today with all this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of balls deep, our next hot sauce here is called the Ass Blaster. Yeah. And this one is 577,000. Did I say that right, Nacho? Did I get that number right? Yeah, on the Scoville scale. Sniff wise.
It stings the nostrils.
They smell like I want to say varnish, like spicy varnish, or like it smells like my papa's wood shop, but like with a, you know, spice thrown on it.
Yeah, that's not the most desirable smell, is it?
I almost instinctively just took a swig of it. That would have fucking sucked.
Do it.
Touched my nose.
Do it. Swig. Shot.
Maybe at the end of the show to top it all off.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna put a little on. This is liquidy, which is same kind of consistency as the first one, which I'm not gonna lie, it's making me nervous. I think the thicker one wasn't as hot. I don't know. There's a he said joke in there somewhere, but here we go. This one's thinner. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
God. Ooh.
Oh.
Fuck me. Oh.
That is very deceiving. It starts off tasting absolutely terrible. Ooh. And then it just burns the shit out of your mouth.
I had a girl say that to me one time.
That you tasted terrible.
Burns the shit out of her mouth.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Again, the back of the throat thing. Oh. Zach, you okay?
I tried to eat another chip to wash it down and just inhaled it.
Nacho went balls deep on that and took the whole tender.
Well, I've eaten all the tenders. I'm eating all of them. Like I said, this is my dinner, so.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh. Whew. That is. Can your tongue sweat? Like, can it actually, does the tongue have sweat glands in it?
Oh, fuck my life.
Yeah.
I would rather be filleting a fucking cactus right now.
Oh. Anybody else sweating? Are you sweating? I'm very sweaty. Yeah.
So we all know that I don't have hair. I'm bald. So whenever
You have a beard. You have Zach, are you okay? Zach is
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
But when I eat like extremely spicy food.
Yeah.
The one thing that like gets me when I start sweating,
yeah,
is the what's left of the few hair follicles on the top of my head. They tingle. Oh fuck. My eyes are watering so bad. My eyes are sweating.
Oh, Zach looks like you look like you're in like actual physical agony. What's going on there, buddy? Explain. Tell the audience what's happening.
Okay, from her.
Yeah.
Her. That.
That
if
whole
you're
region.
Familiar with science and things like that,
yeah.
The sun in particular, how it's made of plasma, that's what this is right now.
Pure plasma. It's pure oral plasma. Yeah. Well, my gosh.
Excuse me.
Holy moly. Nacho, can you imagine? Okay, keep it down. Keep it down. Don't throw up just yet.
I'm throwing up.
Are you going to puke? Are you going to puke?
Oh, if I'm going to puke, I'm going to go make more and then we'll keep going. I ain't.
No. That'd be so fucking cool.
Do you remember Wayne's World? If you're going to spew into this.
Spew into this.
Oh, now, way back in the day in your porn years, Nacho, did ever a said female co-star ever have a spicy, you know, chicken curry before, you know, getting on set, and did things get a little, you know, regretful at the end of the scene?
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
And we're in that situation where he pulls out too quick. Let's just basically put it this way. It's shit going into the other shit out of focus.
Wow. Oh, sorry, Evelyn.
I put my headphones back on.
Okay. Oh, my God. No minors were harmed in the making of this Hot Ones episode. Man, Zach, what's your topic? These are surprise topics today, so.
Well.
Oh, man. Whew.
Well, I'm not really thinking straight right now. So my face is on fire, but.
Your face is on fire.
Yeah. And I guess this is kind of a weird topic since. Nacho's former line of work, but I mean, if you could do like repick a career or job or something like that, what would you do? And I don't know, that's kind of hard to top what he used to do.
Well, the money is incredible, I hear.
Oh no, it's it blows a lot of dick, let's just put it that way.
You know, in that Tragically Hip, they have that song and it says blow a high dough. I mean, did you play that a lot on set?
Yeah. No. You know, that it was more of like Big Balls by AC/DC.
Oh, right. Yes. Classic. Classic. Are we picking a career that we've had and we would go back to, or a new career?
Anything. Maybe something that you liked. Or, you know, if it was something that you like that you used to do and you could go back to it, or if it's something that you're like, man, I wish I could just do that instead of what I'm doing now.
It's always between two for me. Number one, acting. I would have gone full fledged when I was younger into acting a little bit more. Not joking.
He's gonna fucking puke.
I'm far from puking. It's just I hate when my nose runs. So I got the snuffles. Like Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus. It looks like your face is gonna fall off of your skull, your mandible.
I can't feel my face right now.
So I've got one question here on our hot sauces before I forget it.
Yeah.
So we've got one more to do.
We do. Yeah.
Now after that's done.
Yeah.
Oh. Do we leave it at that, or do we pour all of them on something at the same time and try to do that?
Oh shit. Zach just posted a challenge. Well, I'm I'm down. I mean, I'll try anything once. You know that, Nacho.
I'll try anything twice just to make sure I like it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're gonna destroy your guts, an asshole, just let's go all out, right?
Touche.
Let's do's. Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. So yeah, for me, it would be acting or a surgeon. I would have been a surgeon. I would have started earlier, been a surgeon. What about you?
I don't know that I'd say I always thought, but I guess recently I would say acting or something like that would be really neat.
Yeah.
Just to play various roles. You know, it's kind of like being a grown-up kid. You know, yep. As a kid, you're playing pretend, you know, you're pretend firefighter, pretend cop, whatever you're doing when you're a kid. So being an actor, you know, you're getting to do that kind of stuff and get paid for it.
Mm-hmm. But, 100.
Yeah. I don't know.
What about you, Nacho?
As a side idea, one thing I've always wanted to do is incorporate with the idea of sneakers and everything is I've always wanted to have like my own clothing line. And nothing crazy or spectacular, but something to play off of different yep. designs and colors and this, that, and the other. But as of late, I've actually picked up golfing and I'm thoroughly enjoying it again. I mean, I hadn't recently picked it back up, but the last time I played it before that was like 12 years ago.
Mm.
And fuck, that hurt. But anyways, being a very large fellow myself, and I have a close friend who I actually had on my podcast a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He has a page on TikTok and Instagram called Heavyweight Golf. And his idea is he wants to be able to teach larger gentlemen who have a larger midsection on how to golf properly and not go to your normal quote-unquote PGA pro yeah. and be taught skinny people golf because it big people and skinny people don't swing the club the same way.
Well, it's just rude. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is I'm always going to be terrible. I suck at golf. I don't really care, but I enjoy it. Mm. But I want to look good while I play like shit. So I want to come up with my own clothing and accessories line for golfers.
Ooh.
So
what would you call it?
Well, I'm between two names right now.
Okay, so this is a serious thought we're having here.
Yeah. Okay. One is Nacho Average Golfer. I'm mm-hmm. trying to play off of that. But I don't really yeah, like yeah. that because to me it's just, after a while, the Nacho Average part is just gets played out.
Yeah.
But I tend to, when I play golf, I don't really play golf. I play a game called Whack Fuck.
Whack
and
Fuck.
And because it's, I whack the club and then I usually exclaim fuck afterwards. So I thought Whack Fuck Golf Company, because there's many people out there who want to go out there. They play golf. They know that they're fucking terrible. Why not support a brand or wear a brand that emphasizes the way that you play?
That is genius. Just like a, you know, like a joke on yourself, kind of like not take it so seriously.
Exactly. And the idea is I want to offer specifically larger sizes because of me being a large man myself. There's a lot of people who are out there who, when they go to find these cool golf clothes, like there's a yeah. couple different brands out there that have, you know, splatter print and different, you know,
yeah.
but if I go, me being a larger man, I go to buy a cool polo, it's red.
Right. Black. Yeah. Just that's, one, this monocolor.
Right. And I want to be yeah. able to offer those type of things, as well as when it comes to the accessories part, different types of club covers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is, I'm not trying to do a shameless plug here. My mother
yeah, yeah.
takes clothing from loved ones who have passed on of other people
uh-huh.
and she converts them into either pillows or teddy bears.
Oh, that's cool.
Gives them back. So in turn, the ability of having that loved one in a different form always with you. Mm-hmm. But I also know people who have loved ones who were very avid golfers. Well, why not take a piece of clothing, turn that into a golf club cover? And then you always have that person with you covering your clubs.
Very cool idea. Very cool idea. I love that. So, well, Zach, we talked about this before. I think you should have your own line of of stuff related to your bunch of poop. You definitely need to get some masks and maybe some your own brand of baby wipes, maybe a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, I really need to do something with it. I don't know why I haven't. I've been asked a lot. There's been a lot of people that have messaged me to ask for stuff like a mask or
yeah, you clean you know, up
sticker for the car. Yeah. yeah. As of now, I've been doing a ton of like custom videos for people.
I kind
of
started to be
a little bit
them.
More active. Yeah, I was being a little bit more active on Instagram.
Yeah,
it's probably 10 to 20 messages a day. Like hey, can I do this? Or, you know, how do you do this? How do you do this? Well, I mean, it sounds great, but I mean, there's only so much in a day you can shit, right? So like, I'm backlogged. It's like every dump.
Well, I mean, if you try hard enough, trust me, I want to tell you, I've been in relationships where they're like, you shit all the time. I'm like, because I don't want to be by you. That's why.
I've seen those Instagram posts and they're hilarious. The last one I saw was for some guy's birthday. You did?
Yeah.
That was a funny one. That was a funny one. But yeah. You're right. Like you can only, I guess you can only do like what, 2, 3, maybe 4 a day.
I mean, I probably go 4 times or better a day, but you have to try to find something that's, you know, mm-hmm. I guess good enough for what someone's looking for. And I mean, it's they're not like super expensive or anything, but I mean, if somebody's paying you money for a 30-second video clip, try to want to give them, you know,
a good shit.
Yeah. Something that's nice and messy.
Yeah. So. I hope you're, there we go. Your screen was a little frozen for a second there. No, one thing I didn't think to mention in my career extraordinaire adventures, CEO of Happy Balls. Hello.
Yeah. So when is that stuff going to be coming out? Like,
okay. So
we were messaging back and forth about the lotion and things like that.
The lotion. Well, I wanted to consult Nacho about lotions because he's got a lot of expertise in that area. But, but I think, so the first two products are going to be a powder and a spray, and I'm going to send you guys some stuff to test out for me. You'll be my testers, my expert testers, for the anti sweaty balls campaign across America.
This would be a really good time to have the powder, you know, or the even or the spray right now too, because it's just sweltering out here. So I mean, it's you're taking a spatula with you to work to pull your sack from your leg. So, I mean, the powder would be great. And then just a case of swamp ass that you're walking around with from like 7 in the morning until you go to bed at night. You know, yeah. Something to spray on your ass crack so you don't smell like The Walking Dead would be awesome.
We were talking about this with Charlie and Darren. And Charlie said his balls sweat so much that it looks like he's peed himself. I don't know. Like, is that a regular thing with guys?
It can be. It really can be.
The worst is when they stick to your leg. That is the absolute worst. And then people think you're weird when you're trying to peel them off.
To the other. And then once it gets that hot, there's like no in between. It's like you pull them off the left leg and then they're stuck to the right leg. So then you're walking, you know, this far apart walking like a penguin.
So no matter what, either you look like a weirdo because you're touching yourself, trying to adjust yourself not to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or you're waddling like a fucking penguin, trying not to let them touch your legs.
See, now you think they would make a boxer or a brief with like side sort of like guiders. I don't know what would you like
something. A satchel?
like a little cuppish, if you will, like a little surround sound, a ball surround.
There's a company that actually makes like it's a testicle jacuzzi.
We talked about that. Yeah. So. The testacuzzi. Testacuzzi.
So there's a couple guys at work that have been wearing these new underwear that, well, I don't remember who the original brand was, but I think everyone's got to know, like Hanes and Fruit of the Loom and things like that. But
probably Saks.
Their design. Yeah, they got the sack in there. It's supposed to hold your nuts. Yeah. And that would probably help a little with it, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'm not used to having that support. I like to let them hang down, you know, like to your knees.
do you like your balls to be supported in your undies? Is it like an underwire bra for women? Do you like them to be supported? Or do you just like to like feel the gravity and free fall?
Well, it depends on the moment.
I like it to be like a big swinging ball.
You like the swinging balls action?
Well, I mean, like, so.
Reminds you of your man.
When I'm at my day job, I prefer them to be secured and in place. And
sure.
But when I'm at home after a nice hot shower, pair of basketball shorts, nothing else under it, let them, you know, hang. Because I'm free balling.
All right, let's talk about hot balls. We're gonna move on to our final, God help us, hot sauce. It's called Hot Sauce from Hell, Devil's Revenge. And if this doesn't say fuck you in a bottle, I don't know what does. blue label, everyone's screen is frozen. You can just see me.
I can see.
You can see everyone. Great, everyone. Yeah. Oh my gosh, guys, look at this. It's so hot, they put a tamper on the top of it. Nacho, are you still with us?
I'm good, I'm here.
Okay. Zach, your screen is frozen. I hope it unfreezes, but this one is so hot. There's a tamper on top. That should tell us something. Whew. Okay, let me shake it up a little bit. Ooh. You just legit shoved that up your nose.
Yeah, I did.
Zach, are you with us?
Is my screen still frozen?
Yeah, it is. Okay, I'm just going to like... Oh, again. Again, the sniff, the... It's that... No, no, you didn't. Did you?
No, I didn't.
You had the cap on.
Okay. Don't worry.
I thought you legit just took a swig of that.
This is not very appealing on the smell on this one.
The smell, yeah. The smell is like, again, turpentine-ish. Uh-huh. Hold on 1 second. okay, so yeah, again, the smell is like that turpentine-y smell. Okay, so here we go. Final hot sauce. I'm gonna, oh, shit. Ooh, this one looks a little like liquid peanut butter.
It does.
Yeah.
Nut butter.
I'm all right. 3, 2, 1. Oh.
Shit.
Oh.
Oh fuck.
Oh.
This one makes me want to sneeze.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, my nipples are sweating. Ooh.
I called it. Here it comes.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Sneeze action.
It will come.
That's what she said.
I don't have enough chips left to eat to wash this down.
Ooh. Oh, the sides of my tongue are like it's just... Okay, for whoever's listening to this, you have to watch the show. The faces that are going on here are just priceless. My teeth are sweating. They feel tingly. Do they feel? Can you? Am I? I don't think I can talk. My lips are.
I'm getting the hiccups.
You're getting the hiccups? My lips are.
I'm getting the hiccups.
Okay, that's. That one's going to leave a mark. Ooh. Ooh. Ouch. That one is that one's a spicy meatball. Oh. Yeah, that's it gets you like in the throat again at the Zach, are you okay?
But this is more than the tongue now. Like this has incorporated like the whole throat.
The whole epiglottis action.
If you put whatever liquid you have in your mouth and like chew it. It seems to help until you swallow it, and then it's like, fuck you, here you go again.
Oh, man. This one was, did I tell the Scoville scale? This one was 1 million on the Scoville scale. 1 million.
So if you two had to pick one to be your favorite sauce so far, which one would you say is your favorite?
Ooh,
I am going to go with the first one.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I think
it had the better flavor of them. Although it was super hot, it had the best flavor of them.
Yeah, I agree. Nacho's dying. I agree. And I also think the first experience is always the best too with stuff like this.
Literally was just like jamming it down my throat.
That's what she mm-hmm. said.
That is what she said.
Oh my God.
So, are we going to take all four and put on something and try it?
We are, but I want to know your guys' thoughts about on Bitcoin, because there's a lot of like one world order shit coming down. I know you're into conspiracy theories, Nacho, Zach. What's your thoughts on Bitcoin?
Right now, my only thoughts on it are I should have invested in that shit in like 2010.
Yeah.
Other than that, to be honest with you, like the whole cryptocurrency thing, I don't quite fully understand it or how it works. You know, I mean, it baffles my mind. I just know that I should have got into it. I didn't.
You got to be fist fucking me that you mean to tell me one Bitcoin equals 44,644.
Yeah.
US dollars.
Yeah, but you don't have to buy, obviously. You can buy a part of a Bitcoin, right? You can buy, but there's many other companies. It's not just Bitcoin. You can buy other, you know, what is it? Like technical currency. The thing is not that, like, okay. I'm sure it's great, but it's not like tangible. Like cash is tangible. Like I can feel it. I can exchange it. I can smell it. I can, you know, cash goes across, you know, space and time. Oh, you know, and I guess Bitcoin too, and these, what do you call them? Technocurrencies. I guess their value is across space and time as well. But the only thing about that is that
I feel like I could like really fart really big right now, but I'm really scared.
I feel you, because I've been pinching one like for like 10 minutes.
I'm gonna try it anyway.
How long can you hold a fart for? How long can you hold in a fart?
Until it turns to shit.
Yeah. I just posted a video like girls can hold in farts for hours, but I don't think that's good. I don't think you should do that. No.
Well, a guy date, that's like the longest a guy can hold it, because as soon as you get in that car and shut that door,
rip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just hotboxing yourself.
According to my wife, like every girl in high school goes the whole day without farting, and then they get into their car and then just fucking ruin the seats in their car. I never really thought that that was a thing, because I just always figured like if you had to fart, you just, that's what you did. But
yeah, I can remember that. I can remember not shitting in high school. Like you would not poop at high school at all. You'd save it up until you got home, and that was the worst, because by then you'd have like such a massive stomach ache that you just have you just walk in the door, you throw your bag on the floor, go up to your room, lie in your bed, and just be like, don't fucking talk to me for like a half an hour.
I mean I'm not a female, but for me, I was the infamous one who had no problem shitting in the one bathroom that had no doors on the stalls. I had to go.
Yeah,
you know, there was one time within the last 2 years. Excuse me.
Yeah,
I had to go so bad that we were at a county fair, so they had about a bunch of porta johns.
Mm. Oh no!
All the men's were closed or occupied, so I walked right into the fucking females. I'm like, it all holds shit the same way. I went walked in. Oh fuck, this hurts.
Well, you soaked the entire nugget, Nacho. I did. I mean, we didn't advise that.
No, you didn't. But there weren't really any like rules or regulations given. There were a lot of unanswered questions, so I tried to answer them myself.
That's how I roll. I like to keep things spicy. That's how I spice up our relationship, gentlemen.
Oh, for sure.
Like keep things alive.
But one of those things, like just like that, if I go anywhere and the men's is out of service, I don't give a shit. I'm going to the next toilet, even if it's a women's. Like
me too.
I've had people like, that's the women's room. And I'm like, I identify as female today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can do
your
that.
Your options are, I can shit right here on the floor or I can go in there. So you tell me, because this thing is coming out.
Oh, I'll tell you, I have no problem getting pulled over by the cops and just shitting myself. And then I ask, why are you spitting? I have to go to the bathroom. And then I will just, if I have to, I will shit my pants. I don't care.
Oh my gosh. Do you think they put you a ticket for that? You'd get out of it.
Well, what are you going to tell me, that I was lying? I literally shit myself. And I'm sure, and 90% of the time, when you show up for a traffic violation, the cops themselves don't show up. And if I show up to fight that, especially here in the state of Michigan, and prove the fact that I shit my pants because of it, you think...
You'd have to hang on to those knickers for a while. You'd have to Ziploc bag those suckers and save them for court.
Seal in the freshness.
Oh man, the worst I think for a female is like when you hold in a fart, or you got a poop really bad and you hold it in, and like the air starts bubbling up and like it feels like it gets trapped in your uterus. It's fucking deadly. It's oh my god, it's the worst fucking feeling. It's painful. Oh my god. Okay.
I had managed to shit myself last week at work.
Oh no.
We were all kind of sweeping the shop floor. The group of guys I work with are extremely gassy. Everybody was just kind of sweeping the floors and farting. And then, you know, it was my turn, right? So I went to go do it. And yeah. There was no noise. It didn't make sound. It just had feeling to it.
I just felt it
running down the back of my leg. Yeah.
Ooh.
I went to the bathroom and there was somebody in the stall next to me, so I was like, I can't exactly take my boots off and my pants off to remove my underwear because they're gonna know I shit myself. So I took out my pocket knife and I cut my underwear out.
No.
Put them in my pocket and just went to work the rest of the day with no underwear.
That's almost like every time in the morning when my son wakes up and I, you know, let him go, you know, use the potty first thing in the morning, and I take his pull up from the night overnight. Off, and it's just like I just tear it at the fucking sides, rip it off his ass, and okay, go on, let his ass free ball for most of the morning. And then, but I've been there, situations where you gotta dispose of the underwear. I've had to cut my own underwear off of me once or twice.
You've had to cut your own underwear off.
That, I mean, or if you get to a situation where you don't run, if you don't have any toilet paper, your socks are the next best option. Or if shit happens, you're wearing sandals, you have to cut your boxers off and use that as toilet paper.
Yeah.
Your sandals?
I ran into a
ooh, there we go.
I don't know, my thing went off there for a second. But anyway, I was at a rest area in Pennsylvania years ago, and all the stalls were full, and I could see a guy's feet, and he was standing up in there, so I assumed he was getting ready to leave. Well, he finally did, and when he walked out, it was really broken English, and I really couldn't make out what he was saying, but I think he was trying to tell me, don't go in there. Did he just puke?
Did you throw up?
Oh, no, okay. I didn't throw up. Not yet. I'm not going to. I spilt some liquid all over the floor. I was just trying to make sure it wasn't. I thought I pissed myself for a second.
Yeah, when I walked in there, his boxers were filled to the brim with shit, and it was the handicap stall, and we had them just like laid out across to it. So.
Oh no, that is the worst. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is the worst. Speaking of the worst, what is one thing that you know is untrue that people try to tell you is truth, but you know it's just BS. You know it's untrue. Like for me, I think it's like, I mean, surely not everybody was kung fu fighting. Do you know what I'm saying? Like clearly it wasn't, you know, everybody. But have you ever come across that, something that people try to pass off as truth and you know it's a lie?
I don't know. I mean, for years my parents told me they loved me.
Aww. Aww, Zach.
Is that the same thing?
Zach. Yeah. Notch.
Nope. I can't. No. Fuck.
You can't think right now. You're in agony. Well, you're about to be in even more agony because Zach has posted a challenge of all four hot sauces. Let's do the do. Line them up, okay. Fellas. Here we go. One.
Oh, hold on. I ain't got nothing to put it on. Give me a second.
Two.
Figure this shit out.
You're just gonna have to take the cap off of each one.
Three. Yes. Fill up
the cap, and then just drink it.
Three.
I got an idea.
Four. I
one.
Yeah, I layered this on like it was a first round kind of action, and I two. Don't. I'm looking at it, and I can see the separation of sauces, which means that they're repelling each other, which mm-hmm. tells me something. In the Scoville world, that I think, what would we call this? We need a name for this. We combine all four. What would be our name for the combination of this, Zach?
I'm gonna call this bukkake sauce.
Bukkake sauce. Oh, bumblebee tuna.
Oh.
Excuse me, your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna.
Oh my gosh.
Bumblebee tuna.
Okay. Nacho, are you ready?
Oh, and I'm mixing them together.
You're mixing them to the expert mix. I'm already starting to sweat. Oh gosh.
It's just gonna go right on the fork, and I'm just gonna.
You're gonna fork it. Oh. Okay. Whew. Okay, one. Oh, Zach. One, two, three. Oh, sweat.
Oh my god.
Oh, it touched my upper mandible.
That was so hot and gross.
Oh.
Somebody pukes.
How fucked is it that we actually want someone to puke just for a good job? Oh, it's burning the sides of my mouth. Like, oh, that's not even, that's not even enjoyable. That's,
yeah.
Like if it was between this and water torture, I think I'd go with the water torture.
Well, you know what the bad part is? Like, I don't know how everyone else's insides work, but for me, like I'm tasting this now and I'm feeling this up here now. But in about 2 hours, I'm going to be feeling this again down here.
Oh, yeah.
That's why immediately after this, I'm like going to go eat this carton of ice cream. So that while I am on the toilet, I'm just, come on, ice cream. Cool off my asshole.
Wow.
Oh, whew, gosh.
I've got a poop already. I can see
you
it.
Okay, well, rumor has it that you guys have tips of the day. Nacho, what's your tip of the day? Fuck me, my mouth is on fuego.
Don't be a fool, wrap your tool. When in doubt, you must pull out.
Okay, all right, got it. Zach, tip of the day. Oh.
Always take a whiff of it before you put your mouth on it.
That's very good, especially for new daters. Yeah, that's
yes.
That's a very good tip. Holy fuck balls. I think I don't, oh my gosh, that is fucking hot. Ugh, hot.
I can't even see straight. Like I'm like looking through my computer right now. Like
I think I've lost a kidney right about now. My esophagus is completely disintegrated. But I think we all collectively have to shit. I'm gonna tongues are on fire. We may need an EpiPen in a minute. But thanks, guys, for joining me on. Oh fuck, I can't even talk. Thanks for joining me on this Hot Ones episode. I mean, let's mobilize later and make sure everyone is alive and well. Mind everybody to like, share, comment, subscribe. Where can people reach you? On your socials? Shout out.
I am on TikTok at A Bunch of Poop and Instagram at Poop Dad.
Okay. Nacho.
That.nacho on both TikTok and Instagram. And OnlyFans.com/TheGuacIsExtra.
Okay. Got it. Thanks, guys.
Can I have a discount on that?
Yeah.
You get a free subscription.
It's a 14-day trial. Oh, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Take it easy.
Okay. Bye.